You are listening to WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. Tennessee struggled to provide mental health services statewide before the pandemic. Now the need for mental health support is even higher, but the availability of practitioners and counselors has fallen. One service provider is Tennessee Voices, which, like many other providers, is looking for clinicians to add to their staff. CEO Ricky Harris told us that the nonprofit wants counselors who have personal experience with mental health needs.
The culture is based on understanding the needs of the people through our own, meaning my staff and myself, our own lived experience. So the majority of the staff have either children who have mental health needs and they understand it, or they have themselves have experienced mental health needs and they understand it. And so we bring to the table this passion and this lived experience that really informs the work that we do. And for me, the people and the culture is one unlike anywhere I've ever worked, where the compassion towards others is so strong, but also the understanding and the love for each other, because we've all been through similar things.
What are you seeing as the impediment to people having that desire to enter this work?
There is some data now coming together that we're learning a little bit more about how many people are choosing this career path at college and how many of them are finishing that career path and getting a job in the field. So hopefully there's so much more that we can kind of dig in and learn. But one of the things that might get in the way is how difficult it is to hear and kind of carry and journey along with people who have some really severe, sad things that have happened in their life, trauma. And secondary trauma is a term that is used to really reflect what a caregiver, a person delivering mental health care, experiences when they work with someone with severe trauma. They're almost experiencing it in their own way as they kind of listen and take in the information and help them come up with a path to heal. And so secondary trauma, I think, is probably one of the issues. So training in compartmentalizing some of those things and how to handle and deal with those things for yourself, inclusive of self-care, is so critical for someone going into this field. I do think it's the burden that you have to carry along with you to help people go through these things. That is why a person who has lived experience has an easier time doing this work, because they've experienced their own trauma, learned some about how to deal with it, understand what people are going through at a different level, and can take this information in a way that maybe others who haven't experienced those things can't.
You said it's rewarding work. Even if you're not involved in this work, empathy and compassionate listening often result in trauma for the listener, regardless mm-hmm. of whether or not you're a mental health professional or not.
That's right.
So what are the incentives for people who are thinking about entering this profession?
In my opinion, the best one is that mental health treatment works. Walking someone through the process and seeing them be able to heal and seeing them be able to move forward in their life in the way that they want to is so rewarding, because while it is difficult to hear what they've struggled with, to see them succeed and overcome almost cancels out all the difficulty that comes along with hearing how hard and sometimes how sad and tragic some of the trauma that they deal with is.
Ricky Harris is CEO of Tennessee Voices. Thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Chrissy.